The veil of the sanctuary was torn in two from top to bottom. When we hear that that happened right at the moment of Jesus' death, we know something very dramatic happened. But what was that veil, that curtain in the sanctuary that was torn? You see, in the center of the great temple in Jerusalem was a small square building called the Holy of Holies. The Jews believed that God, the ruler of the whole universe, was present in a most special way. God was present in this one small chamber at the heart of this temple, like in no other place. No one could enter the Holy of Holies except the high priest, and he could do it only once a year. Strict rules required him to enter the Holy of Holies walking backwards, because even he was not worthy to approach God face to face. Now, in front of this Holy of Holies, the Jews erected a curtain, a veil, hiding it from view. And it was this curtain that was torn in two. The tearing of this curtain does not symbolize divine punishment, but instead it symbolizes a total and complete opening of access to God. It happened from top to bottom. He tore it open. From the moment of the Lord's death, we humans were able to be one with God. Through Jesus' death, we acquired the right to speak to God face to face. No more approaching just with our backs, and no more just one person on behalf of everyone else, but now every person on their own. We are no longer separated from God. That curtain is torn open, but how often we try to put one back up. Access to God is ours, but through sin in our lives, through our sense of unworthiness, through really a lack of belief that Jesus is really God and became one of us, walked, ate, drank, truly suffered and died and rose from the dead, we keep him distant. We actually like the curtain up. Keep God far away, not so close to me and to my sin, that he wants to root it out. Jesus died to bring God close to us. And yet when we pray, do we experience God as close, as face to face? The curtain is torn open. Let's not sew it back up.